Welcome to your 5 for today. Could there be anything still stopping us coming to God? We might consider this question with the help of a story in the Gospel written by Luke. Jesus had just returned to the town of Capernaum. When the people heard that he had arrived, the crowds flocked to him. But for one man, however, this was impossible. The first thing we observe is his condition. He suffered from paralysis. So severe was his complaint that he was unable to walk or even move in the way that the human body was designed. In this, we see an illustration of our condition before God. By inheritance, through the bloodlines, we have received a natural tendency to sin against God, and its symptoms are plain to see on every hand. We don't behave or walk in the way that he intended us to. Even when we try, we soon discover that we are bound by sin. The good things that we want to do, we just can't do consistently. The wrong things that we don't want to do, we slip into so easily. Both the sinful nature, as well as our failure to move as God desires us, keeps us from God. Even those who try their very best to please God must learn that God, in his perfection, cannot abide sin, and he turns his face from it. Thankfully, the paralyzed man had 4 friends, who knew that whilst there was nothing he could do, and neither they, there was a man nearby who could. So they carried him to Jesus. That's just what we want to do for you. Whilst we can't save you from your sin, we know a man who can, and want to introduce you to him at this very moment while he's available. When they got near to where Jesus was, they discovered another problem. So packed was the house, they couldn't even get near to the door because of the crowd. But, having brought their friends so far, these 4 weren't to be put off so easily. Climbing the stairs outside of the house, they made their way to the flat roof. What we see here is that whilst our condition would keep us from a God who has a solution to our problem, there's another potential barrier. There's a crowd which might prevent us. Jesus was often followed by large crowds, yet, when he told them the true cost of following him, the vast majority turned away. Whilst some might claim to be Christians, to be truly saved means completely turning away from sin of every shape and size, however appealing, in order to follow him. Then there's another crowd who would reject him altogether, denying that he is God, or even refusing to accept the existence of God. So it was that these men, carrying their friend on his bed, rose above the crowd. God always hears the prayer which rises from the heart of a sinner who realizes their need. Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me, I will by no means cast out." Having reached the roof, the final barrier was the ceiling. Up came the mud tiles, dirt and all, and so it was that they lowered their friend right to the feet of Jesus. This illustrates perfectly how we need to come before God to be made right. We need to come down. Realizing that we're sinking in the mire of sin and helpless of ourselves, we need to approach with a humble heart and to bow at the feet of the Lord Jesus who died to save us. Looking at the paralyzed man, Jesus knew exactly what he needed and declared his sins to be forgiven. As evidence of his power to do so, he also healed the man physically, so that immediately he was able to walk. I wonder, what could be stopping us coming to God? The problem of sin? The pressure of skepticism and the pride of self could all be factors. We need to recognize our condition, rise above the crowd, and rest in Christ, for Christ will do the rest. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. Free from the bondage of sin, you'll be enabled to walk or behave in a way which is pleasing to God as he intended, and others around will see his power at work in you. Thank you for listening.